Hey guys, my name is Sam Storins and I'm a senior at TCA. I've grown up at Watermark my whole life with parents that are believers, and they have always been an example of what it looks like to love and follow Jesus. I accepted Jesus into my heart and got baptized when I was 11, but it was completely my parents' faith and not my own. I've been in a small group since sixth grade, and I've always been so thankful for their friendship, but I didn't always take advantage of all they were there for. I was the good kid growing up. I did the right thing, I went to small group, and I knew all the right answers. Because of the Christian bubble I grew up in, I thought that I couldn't show weakness, and even if I did, no one cared about it or wanted to help. As I finished middle school and started high school, I was simply going through the motions when it came to my faith. And I thought that going to church on Sundays and small group on Wednesday nights would be enough. I had placed my entire identity and worth into the things of this world, including a relationship where I made promises I couldn't keep, did things that I regret, and said things I can never take back. This pattern led to extreme insecurity, anxiety, and isolation. Like in Ephesians 4:14, I was like an infant tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. When it didn't work out, walls went up against everyone who cared about me because I was terrified of letting someone in and being abandoned. Because I had no stability or consistency in my life, it was hard for me to believe that God was stable and consistent, and no one knew about it. I didn't think I was allowed to doubt God. I felt alone and empty, and I tried everything I could to feel whole, but it all left me feeling weak, unworthy, and helpless. I thought that God was a distant figure somewhere in space just waiting for me to mess up so he could punish me. Sophomore year of high school, I had a heavy feeling in my heart that something was off. I felt like there was something missing from my life, and I was frustrated that I couldn't feel God like the rest of my friends. What I know now is that my heart at the time was longing for something more. I knew there was a part of the gospel I wasn't getting. In the fall of my junior year, my best friend's mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I tried to be strong for my friend, but what no one knew is I was drowning in doubt. I was questioning God and doubting his plan for my friend and her family, and I was angry that someone I loved so much was going through something so impossible. I was in denial, and I told myself that if God is good, that he'd save her. I began to give up on everything. I wasn't present in relationships, I didn't go to school, and I felt sick all the time. I had completely given up in all areas of my life, but I was at the same time running 1,000 miles an hour trying to measure up. I was exhausted and running out of attempts to fill myself back up again, and I literally had no other option but to run back to Jesus. I came clean to my small group about wrestling with apathy and doubts about God, and they met me with grace, truth, and a plan moving forward. I realized what part of the gospel I wasn't getting, that there isn't a single other thing that can satisfy my heart but him. In the months following, I began to see the effects of community on my walk with the Lord. I leaned into Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10, which says, "Two are better than one because they have a return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." I had people in my life that loved me enough to tell me the truth, and that sharpened, encouraged, and challenged me every day. When it felt like the walls were closing in, they reminded me that this world is not our home. And even though we fall short and evil closes in, we were made for a life greater than this one. I had taken for granted the people in my life that loved me no matter what I did or what doubts I had. Their faithfulness, despite my hard heart and selfishness, was just a small glimpse of the Father's relentless pursuit of me, and it changed my life. If Luke 15:24 says, "For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." This verse is my story. I was dead and now I'm alive. I was lost and now I'm found. If you relate to any part of my story, know two things. One, take his word seriously. It's the only path to an abundant life, which is something I never believed or took seriously. And second, surround yourself with people that radiate God's love and hope in all seasons of life. It's a game changer, I promise. Thank you for listening to my story.